For WKU Public Radio, this is Lee Stott. You've seen Athena Parthenos, the largest indoor sculpture in the Western world, about 42 feet high, standing in the Parthenon replica in Nashville. You might have driven past the largest bronze figure sculpture in the United States, called Musica, in Nashville's Music Row. No doubt you've noticed other life-size bronze structures around Nashville by sculptor Alan LaGuire, who specializes in work of great scale. LaGuire is currently working on his cultural heroes. So far, there are six massive, bigger-than-life sculpture portraits of Bessie Smith. Marian Anderson.
I got a robe, you got a robe, all the children.
Billie Holiday.
Them that's got shall have. Them that's not.
Let Billie.
When I was a little baby, my mother rocked me in the cradle.
Woody Guthrie.
There's a better world to come and tell you why.
And Paul Robeson. All on display in Bowling Green's Skypack Gallery through April 28th. I understand Paul Robeson is a personal hero of yours, Alan McGuire.
Yes. I, at one point, was sued by the city of Nashville after I finished Athena. They were suing for my copyright. They didn't recognize it as a work of art. So I was feeling pretty sorry for myself, and I went home that night and saw the American Master series on Paul Robeson, and I realized how small my problems were compared to the kind of problems he faced his whole life.
How did you get the inspiration for cultural heroes, Alan?
I studied in Europe, and I looked at a lot of Greek and Roman sculpture as part of my training, and I would always look at those monumental pieces and think, wow, wouldn't that be great if that were a real person and not a mythological figure. And so this idea slowly developed over time. I made a list of my personal heroes, and I sort of imagined them on a colossal scale.
How does one qualify to become a cultural hero?
Well, I'm inspired by other artists, and in this case, they're all musicians, but I feel a bond with them. And these are heroes to me because they fought for civil rights even before there was a civil rights movement. And they used their art to educate and to help change the world. And this is an ongoing series. I hope to keep doing them the rest of my life.
Give me land, lots of land, need stars, skies above. Don't fence me in.
This year I'm probably going to add Louis Armstrong to the list and make his head. I'm looking forward to that.
How long does it take to create a cultural hero sculpture?
It takes about 3 months. I sculpt it first in clay and then make a mold and cast it.
After cultural heroes, what's next for you, Alan?
Well, I have some other ongoing series like this. I have an ongoing series of portraits of women. And I am drawn more and more to social issues, and I have some ideas of large-scale sculpture which will address some of those.
Alan LaGuire's Cultural Heroes continues at Bowling Green's Skypack Gallery through April 28th. For WKU Public Radio, this is Lee Stott.